is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. In Hawaii, deadly wildfires race across Maui.
We thought we were okay, but then the wind came, the gas stations blew up, everything caught fire by the brush, and then we just had to evacuate.
Maui County's mayor says at least six people have died. CBS's McKenna Maduli has more on the devastation.
Flames devastated the historic business district of Lahaina, a town in western Maui that attracts tourists from around the world.
It was awful for all the natives especially, and you lose a place like Lahaina. It's so historic.
All roads in and out of the community were closed to everyone except first responders as residents and tourists fled the fast-moving wildfires.
There was a confrontation as the FBI served a warrant at a Provo, Utah man's home today. Craig Robertson was shot and killed after allegedly posting online death threats against President Biden and others, including Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
The FBI had been investigating Robertson for 5 months. In March, using Truth Social, a platform favored by Trump, Robertson said he would be traveling to New York to fulfill his dream of killing Bragg.
The VA has just extended a deadline. Veterans who may have been exposed to toxic burn pits now have until Monday to file a claim in order to stay eligible for retroactive health benefits. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The VA now reports a nearly 80% approval rate, up sharply from just a quarter of claims before the PACT Act passed. Survivors urge veterans who have been exposed to file and get checked out, even if they feel fine.
CBS News confirms that leadership within the U.S. Coast Guard failed to disclose an extensive investigation into sexual assaults at the agency's academy. CBS's Nicole Skanga says there were 62 substantiated incidents.
Commandant Carl Schultz, who took charge of the U.S. Coast Guard in June of 2018, as the investigation was wrapping up, fell short of sharing those findings with Congress and the general public. The current commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard, Admiral Linda Fagan, who took over for Schultz after he retired last year, has since apologized to the victims.
CNN first reported the story. Actor Billy Porter says they have to sell their home. CBS's Matt Piper explains why.
The Emmy winner says he has to sell his house because he doesn't have enough money in the bank. The 53-year-old tells the UK's Evening Standard he was supposed to be in a new movie and on a new TV show starting in September, but that none of it's happening due to the actors and writers strike.
Authorities in Ecuador say a suspect in the killing of Ecuador presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio has died from injuries sustained during the shootout that led to his capture. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Chicken on a stick? Deep fried old fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Earlier this week, we had a quiz on college rallying cries. So, Jane, when I say OH, what do you say?
IO.
Bah, she got it. And I will never say that again because all of my Ohio State Buckeye fans, it is so obnoxious when they do that. But today...
Did you know they tried to...
We celebrate Ohio and what they did last night. Go ahead, Greg.
They tried to trademark the word the.
Did they really?
So like, of course they did. The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
Sorry.
But yes, indeed. OHIO, their vote yesterday, kept the door open to codify abortion protections for them this fall and protect their own direct democracy. And so a big hats off to our Midwest... comrades in Ohio. And so if you've not been following this story, it's an interesting one. And my question to you, regardless, I guess, of where you stand on the abortion issue, I think it's pretty much undeniable that this is not popular. Abortion bans and abortion restrictions, even in very red states, very not popular.
Heard it here first.
Yeah, right. And you, I mean, that is fact, right? That if you want to debate when life begins, like, we can do that, but we're not going to agree. What we can agree on is we've now had 6 direct referendums in 6 different states where it was not, gerrymandering couldn't affect it, state officials couldn't affect it, the courts couldn't affect it. But when people went to the polls and said, we want reproductive rights. We want access to health care. We want access to abortion as health care. And yet, instead of listening, you can see my hand motions.
I wish you could
right
watch
now.
The live stream people right now.
They being anti-abortion GOP elected officials, their answer is not, instead of to listen and to understand that this is not what they do, or they are not on the right side of the popular vote on this, instead try to do what they tried to do in Ohio, which is move the goalpost.
Yeah, well, just go around the voters.
And my question is, how many L's do they have to take before they drop this? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
Thoughts, Jane Matinair, Greg Bach?
I'll let Jane speak first.
They can't. They are the literal embodiment of the dog that caught the car. They've been running on this for 40 years, 50 years. We're the party of life. And now they got their wish, and Roe has been overturned. And I think it's becoming clearer as well that the whole well, the issue needs to go back to states' rights because that's what this is about. That's all bull.
Well, and it's interesting because that was the celebration, right? Anti-abortion groups celebrated the end of Roe for returning decisions on abortion laws back to the people.
Right.
But it turns out they aren't too thrilled about the prospect of statewide elections, which again and again and again now has proven that the voters don't want this. And so when you return it to the states and not the state legislators and the lawmakers or the courts, but the actual people, Kansas, Kentucky, Montana,
right.
Ohio, and now Missouri Republicans are also pushing the same rules change as Ohio for their, because they also have direct referendum. And so instead of listening, they're like, let's just change the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they don't win elections, they change voting laws. When they don't win, going on what Jane said, this topic is ingrained in the DNA of the GOP now. They cannot let it go. They can't afford to let it go. They will suffer the consequences from the lobbyists that they have been in bed with for so many decades.
But here's my question. In a two-party system, mm-hmm. because we see this with people with very left issues, right?
Yeah.
We see it for people who still very much are on defund the police or... And I don't think universal health care or universal care for all is that far left. But some issues that I would say progressives, my very, very left friends, like, gets very angry at Democrats because they aren't pushing hard enough on the issues that they care about. But ultimately, they're not going to vote for Republicans.
Yeah.
They may not vote at all, mm-hmm. which is a problem. But in the same way, do you think evangelical anti-abortion very, very right people, they're not going to change their votes to Democrats if the GOP moves on from this issue?
Well, we saw that in 2016. They voted for Donald Trump, a man who, by definition, who once promoted himself as a pro-life person, then became pro-choice person, then said he was pro-life. And it's pretty much known that he did all those things to get those votes. So they'll vote with whomever says it out loud. So if you have someone who, you know, if you have a candidate who just says, yeah, I'm pro-life, I love the fetus, it's conception, they're gonna be like, that's all it needs for me, that's all it needs to work for me, and I got somebody.
But I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying, where do they go if people who are running drop it entirely? They're not going to vote for Democrats.
No, but they'll probably still vote for the Republicans. Because,
yeah, and yeah. So I think what is the... As it seems like, and I don't know if it's just because so many of these Republicans are such ideologues that they're true believers. Like, this mm-hmm. isn't about, for some, Donald Trump, totally.
Yeah.
But for some, it's not, it's actually not about winning votes. It's where they actually believe in, like, morality and protecting life and all of the things that they tout. And so that, like, because they are so extreme in that, they believe that they shouldn't have to listen to what the popular vote is saying because they are right. So unless, like, but shy of that, because there are people who are finally starting to realize, like, we will continue to lose elections on this because we're over a year out. And what wins, besides legal wins, what wins have they gotten on this whenever it's been up to a vote?
None.
None. Right?
Right. But yet again, they're going to stick their fingers in their ears and do what they want. And with the gerrymander still in place in so many places, we've seen it with our own legislature. Our own Republican legislature doesn't respond to what the vast majority of Wisconsin residents want because they don't have to.
Nope, they do not have to.
And they know better. And it's also Robin Voss's money. 844-967-2789. You can always check in, call, and or text from the 262. Some Republicans will never let go of the abortion issue, regardless of how many losses this gives to them politically. Some of them are so convinced about the issue, it is impossible for them to move on.
But here's the question I have. First of all, it's not Robin Voss. It's the Popcorn King. Show the man respect, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good Lord, woman.
Speaker
Popcorn King.
Shout out to Bill from Economist.
Yes. we love you, Bill.
Here's the thing is, and this can be said about any topic that a politician has to deal with, but when you talk about things like abortion, access, guns. I want to know, specifically with abortion, how many of these old dudes really care that much about abortion? Because we see it happen, like the congressman who knocks up his mistress and then pays for an abortion. Like, they don't really care that much. They only care in as much because it's going to get them votes, and it's going to get, and it's easy to do too. I mean, like with guns, it's easy to say, yes, everyone should have guns. All right, I don't have to talk about that anymore. I don't have to talk about nuance. I don't have to talk about the details within. I can just say this one thing and then I can move on to other things. I don't think these politicians care that much about abortion rights.
I think it's probably a mixed bag.
I mean, yes, of course. I'm sure there are some crazy people out there who are like, they got no office because they somehow failed upwards. But the popular ones, the people who are like really running the party, I don't think
Mitch McConnell cares.
I don't.
I actually don't know if Robin Voss actually cares, but I think Andre Jacques does.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are, when you look at the gamut, like, I think there are some very uber religious people who very much do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there are some who are politicians who are, this is our party line.
Yeah.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans in power are the Antichrist party. So I want to throw that out there.
Getting spicy quick, Tom.
I wanted to say, absolutely, they are. They don't do anything Christ said. So I'm really tired of them actually stealing that word and making it into something that it is not. And then the other thing is on this woman's right to choose issue, I'd really appreciate it if we on the, I call it the FDR Democrats, if we could actually start calling this a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose, because nobody is pro-abortion. I don't know anybody that's pro-abortion or abortion rights. It's about women, and it's about women making a choice versus the government making the choice. And I don't want government involved in a woman's right to choose. It's between her and her partner and their doctor. And the thing is, there's a lot of women, 80%, 90%, but you're an example, Kristen. You're actually going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your choice. But the thing is, it wasn't like, oh, my God, it's the media does it all over the place. They either call them pro-life or they call them, what's the opposite of pro-life? It's pro-death. They're the pro-death party. If you're going to be pro-life, you have to be pro-life in all circumstances. So the thing is, I really want us to get this wording correct, because it is about a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose. Now, if you're a person that wants government and a bunch of men in government choosing for a woman what to do with her body, whether that's to actually have a child or not, terminate a pregnancy or not, that's up to the woman. But it's not a pro-abortion stance or a
anti-abortion stance. Yes, that's words matter, and that is a good, very good point, Tom. Thank you for, as always, for the call. If you have thoughts on this topic, give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will keep this topic going of Ohio and their vote last night and what it means for November and 2024. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Maybe I'd better go.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey. This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows dip down to about 60 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Mid-80s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Joe, what's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I don't want to stray too far from Ohio, but just a quick response to a caller from yesterday, and it just got me thinking, and I thought you might be interested in how this turned around for me. Caller Dave yesterday was talking about a recent news story. Russian and Chinese ships were sighted in territorial waters very, very close to the Aleutian Islands, but still in territorial international waters. So our U.S. military was following them, and then they turned around and went back home as after their joint operation. And he expressed concern that this might be a problem in terms of any actions of these two countries gathering steam and going into Alaska. And it really drove you nuts that he said that. And so it just made me think, because Dave is thoughtful in a lot of things, and I wanted to go back and look at what he had to say. So I just wanted to let people know that I did a look on this, and there are 9 different military installations within Alaska. There are 3 from the Air Force, 3 from the Coast Guard, and 3 from the Army. There is not a naval base there, and some have talked about getting one, what with the Arctic changing and becoming more open through more of the year. However, what is interesting about it is if you look on a map, this one guy from was saying that the western side of Alaska, there are no roads. And I thought, are you kidding me? And it's true. If you look, it's like 500 miles in from the western coast, there are no roads. So how do you make the invasion happen? How do you make it happen if you go down to the Aleutian Islands and jump into Juneau, their capital, which is an island city? People get in and out of that by car ferry or by plane. So it's a massive task to be thinking about invading Alaska. And then I was realizing, for what purpose? You would go through all this money and all this time when, frankly, and this is what I think the Russians have done, why bother invading the state when you can buy the president of the whole country, which is what I believe they did. You know, when the 17 intel agencies were saying that Russia interfered with our election, and Trump's response is, I believe Putin, because Putin said right. He didn't. When you have McCarthy and Ryan talking to each other in that famous Washington Post article where McCarthy said, I think there are 2 people that Putin pays. I think it's Trump and Rohrabacher. And Ryan's response is, keep it in the family, and laughing and smiling. Instead of going to the FBI, he instead says, keep it in the family. So I think it's a look at it made me just realize that why bother going through invading when you can affect the elections, when you can buy the candidates, and seemingly the Republican Party doesn't have much of a problem with that. So that was my 2 cents. And I think thank you for the show, and thank you for the callers. It's always interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Your calls are always great. That one had a lot in it that I want to unpack. It's very, very important. Number one, of course, there are bases up there. Number two, the Navy had 4 naval ships tailing the Chinese and the Russians. Why is that? Because the 3rd fleet is assigned to protect our entire western part of the United States, and that includes Alaska. our Navy sails all the way up and down that coast. Number four, I once really enjoyed myself. I went up with some buddies, former U.S. attorneys, and we went fishing for halibut off the Kenai Peninsula. And one of the things that struck, two things struck me about Alaska. One of them is, and you're not going to believe this, but there are still buildings, and I saw them, and churches that have Russian lettering on them. Russia owned Alaska until the 1860s. And remember Seward's Folly? Lincoln's Secretary of State said to the Russians, you know, I think I'll, why don't I buy, we'll give you $7 million, which back then was a lot of money. And Russia sold it. It wishes it had not, believe me. So, yeah, they're not going to invade Alaska. They're doing that to sort of rattle our chain, number one. Number two, you are right that most of Alaska doesn't have roads. People, the average person up there flies. I was talking to somebody, I said, well, how do you get up to Nome and to Juneau and this, that? I fly. Well, do you own a plane? No. Would you go down and you rent one and fly in a small plane? Number three, Alaska has great natural resources, but any suggestion of incursion on U.S. waters there would result in really severe military response to Russia and to China, and they know it. And one of the problems is you take a look at the Aleutian Islands. Siberia is not that far away. How do you think what we call Indians, indigenous people, got here? Some say 12, 15,000 years ago, some say 25. They walked across because back then it wasn't underwater. And so it's all very, very interesting, but you hit the nail on the head that the Russians bought Donald Trump. You are absolutely right about your recollection that McCarthy said to Ryan, Paul Ryan, our Paul Ryan, I think the Russians are paying Donald Trump, and I think the Russians are paying Rohrabacher, Dana Rohrabacher out of California. And Ryan giggled and said, keep it quiet. Rohrabacher was beaten for re-election. Going quick to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, a little time before the break. What's in your mind today, Bill?
The Aleutian Islands really strikes home with me because my dad, during World War II as a lieutenant, served on the island of Attu, which is the last island out on that chain. And I just remember him relating, you know, his experience there. But to cut to the thing, we know that Scott Walker took money from the Russians. Ron Johnson's taken money from the Russians. But let's circle back on China, if you don't mind. Now, this is a little bit off topic, but what you were talking about in the beginning. China, the last thing China ever wants is a war. Because right. Everything in their country is based on economy, economy, economy. A friend of mine who's in charge of all the missions in China, the biggest thing China's afraid of is Christianity, and it's growing at a rapid rate over there, and they're checked on constantly. They know, the Chinese know.
Bill, stay on the line. I got to go to a – Bill, stay on the line, and we'll get back to you right after the break. I got to go to a break, but I want you to stay on the line. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to a quick break.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. There's been enormous damage and at least a half a dozen people are dead in wildfires burning on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Residents there being urged.
Change your voicemail to put your name, the date, the time, location, and see that you're safe. So when loved ones try to call you and it goes straight to voicemail, at least they know that they're safe.
KGMB-TV's Chelsea Davis. The VA is extending its deadline for veterans who may have been exposed to toxic burn pits to apply for PACT Act benefits. The new deadline is next Monday, Mike Stoddard of the Wounded Warrior Project.
The presumptives in the PACT Act make this really easy for us to do. These aren't hard claims.
A Utah man accused of making violent threats against President Biden has been shot and killed by FBI agents.
It happened hours before the president was scheduled to arrive in the state. Special agents tried to serve a warrant at the home of Craig Robertson in Provo, Utah, when the shots rang out.
CBS's Linda Kenyon. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. We're going right back to Bill of Oconomowoc. Thanks for holding on, Bill. I'm interested in what you were saying about China. Let's talk a little more about that. What's on your mind?
Okay, on China, you know, Fox sells one thing, fear, period, fear. And they're scared to death of China, some of the people that don't bother to pick up a book or read or talk to people. But China, really, the way the U.S. can handle China, and U.S. at times is very good at this, economically, we can manipulate them. Now, that's a threat to them because they cherish their economy. If you've ever been to China or see where that country is, it is not a third world country. No, it's flourishing. Their economy is flourishing. So if we remember, keep that in focus, their economy. And then number two, I run these leadership groups, and it's all Christian leadership. Well, I just shared a few minutes ago, John Pelling, who heads up the delegation of missionaries in China, he said they're terrified of Christianity. It will destroy them from within.
Right.
And guess what? The more they suppress it, the stronger it gets. It is really growing. It's so bad that I've had people tell me they'll knock on your door every week or so and check on you. They want to know what you're doing. Can you imagine living with that kind of control on the country, where you're hooked to the economy, and then Christianity is coming in the back door and destroying you. Let's forget and let's remember that China is not a threat. I just want to touch on one more thing. I am so sick and tired of the far right in Wisconsin, specifically Robin Voss and Russian Ron and all those guys. Why don't we start treating them like spoiled children? Because that's what they are. They're spoiled little children. Now, when you deal with children, you treat them in a whole different environment than you do adults. They are no longer adults. They're children. I sat down the other night and I thought, boy, if I was in Madison, I think we can actually teach them a lesson. If you decide to gavel in and gavel out, then you therefore say you're done working. And if you're done working, well, maybe we just have to withhold paychecks till you're back to work. We don't have to do it. Yeah. We just have to talk about it. That's all we got to do, because they're spoiled little children that, you know, they want their way. They throw a fit. Then they say they're not. Oh, my gosh. When will America wake up and quit putting up with spoiled adults in positions of authority that they don't belong? Thank you.
Great call, as always, Bill. Great call, and thank you. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. The next one in order is John of La Crosse. Thanks for calling, John. What's your mind today?
I'm hearing echoes of the rules for radicals from your program and your callers today. It's really, really interesting and consistent. You guys project all the time. We have a $3.5 million payment from the former mayor of Moscow to Hunter Biden's outfit.
And you that's false. John, I like Republicans calling in, but I like them when they have factual information, not making stuff up. And the money that's been talked about before, remember Maria Butina, the Russian spy in the picture with Scott Walker? And you remember Russian Ron Johnson going to Moscow, Russia, with the oligarchs on July 4th, 2018? Remember that? And you remember that the Russians have been subsidizing Trump for at least 20 years. Eric Trump, his son, told a reporter that, said the New York banks don't give us any money anymore because we went bankrupt a few times in our casinos. So we get our money from Russia. He said it. So let's make this clear. I like calls from Republicans. I like calls from responsible Republicans. And I happen to think we need a center-right party that's committed to democracy. We can't just have one party committed to democracy. But I don't like people calling in and saying stuff that isn't true. Kurt and Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Kurt?
Hi. You know, I have complete confidence in our military to handle situations in Alaska. I was stationed at Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks from 83 to 86. And when Russia shot down that airliner, I guarantee you, all of us were scrambled instantly. And it didn't take long to have all your gear in a CH-47 and in a couple hours be on the coast of Alaska, on the western coast. So I think that this ship posturing stuff is two reasons. One is they see us vulnerable because Trump is upset the democracy factor, and they're going to do everything they can to make Biden look weak or vulnerable or incapable of making decisions. But I can tell you firsthand, I don't have any wavering trust in the men and women up there to respond quickly, accurately, and with more professionalism than any other military force in the world.
That's an excellent call, Kurt. Thank you. And it's really great to have one of our callers who is stationed in an area and had actual, and I know what you mean about response. And I think if you're talking about the 80s, there was that plane, and I think there was a Georgia congressman, U.S. congressman on the plane who was shot down. The Ruskies shot it down. It was flying into Korea, and apparently it strayed very briefly into Russian airspace, and they just shot a commercial airliner down. What they're supposed to do, if you have something like that, a commercial airliner, you warn the guy. They shot him down. Well, Kurt is saying he was up there, I think he said in Fairbanks, and they hustled and put their gear in an Air Force cargo plane. And that's exactly right. And the Navy's there, too, with the Third Fleet. And the Ruskies are not going to invade Alaska. But I think his insight is exactly correct, that because Trump has done so much to attack our democracy, so much to say that he trusts Putin, so much, for instance, he says, listen, Putin is a genius. This is the word he used. For a couple of bucks in sanctions, he gets all that real estate. He said he'd pull us out of NATO. Remember this, all of you out there who are Republicans, I respect that. I respect Republicans who have a different point of view on taxes, immigration, anything else. But we cannot have a president who's going to pull us out of NATO. We cannot have a president who supports somebody like Tommy Tuberville, who won't let our generals and admirals get promoted, and some of them are leaving the service. The Army and the Marines right now don't have a commanding general who is confirmed by the Senate. And in the Alabama rally that Trump held the other day, Tommy Tuberville was one of the guys that he had his arm around. We can't have people who are anti-military. It's as simple as that. And thank you. Thank you very much for a great call. Kurt, Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, if you want to see a good history on Russia's involvement in Alaska, James Michener book, Alaska, it's historical fiction, but it actually gives some real history about the Russians' involvement in Alaska and how brutal they were to the natives that lived there, because they're making a lot of money off of the fisheries there, and also the sea otter harvest and the sea mammal harvest in Alaska, because they came across from Siberia, of course. And thanks for pointing out that these lies come out so fast on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all this is that, what was the old thing, a lie goes around the world five times before the truth gets a chance to get its pants on, that or something along those lines. Because these things out on the internet now, people can get to drive it down a rabbit hole so quickly that they don't have a chance to catch up to see if it's actually true or not. But what you pointed out is true. I mean, Scott Walker was, you know, we don't know what was going on between him and Maria Butina. But we know that Ron Johnson was in Russia. So shows my age, seeing the Soviet Union. But Ron Johnson was over in Russia on the 4th of July. And Vladimir Putin wants to take that Russia back to the days of the Soviet Union because he was KGB and misses it. I mean, that these people are pro-Russian, yeah, as you point out. So right. They're pro-Russian.
Right.
And they won't abandon that.
Right. And Mark, great call, as always. Thank you very, very much. Want to go to another segment right now. Some breaking news, literally breaking news. One of the New York Times yesterday, but one a few hours ago. And I want to lay it out. First of all, it just broke a couple of hours ago that Jack Smith, good for him, went in for a search warrant directed to Twitter to get all of Donald Trump's tweets, all of his Twitter stuff. Remember, he was thrown off and then he hasn't gone back on recently. But a lot of the incriminating things, what he was looking for was whether some of the things that Trump had already produced had been altered. And he was looking for, and in his affidavit said, evidence of criminality, we have reason to believe there is. The fascinating thing, the judge's decision, this all just came out, I think, this morning. The judge's decision was they discussed whether or not to notify Trump of this. Now, remember something, when a prosecutor goes in for a search warrant, he does not notify the object of the search warrant, because frequently the guy will run away, destroy evidence, all this sort of stuff. And the judge doesn't disclose it either. But there was a discussion just between them, should we notify Trump? And the judge said, and this is part of his order, no, there is a risk that Trump will destroy evidence, contact other suspects, and possibly leave the country to avoid prosecution. Now, this is in January. He announced for president in November. But they looked on Trump. This is a federal judge. They looked on Trump as the kind of criminal suspect who, if notified of the search warrant, would commit further criminal conduct. The second thing that broke was the campaign memo in the Trump campaign by Chesbro. Chesbro is unindicted co-conspirator number 5 in Jack Smith's indictment against Trump. Chesbro, in this, and we suspected this, but he put it out in plain English. What he said is, and he described the architected the whole plan. He said, we are going to have fake electors. We're going to have Trump. We're going to have Pence recognize them. We'll throw it to the states. But then he said, the Supreme Court will certainly overturn this. This has no precedent. But the benefit to us is it will sow confusion. It will impress on people that we are saying that there is fraud. And it will delay the inauguration beyond January 20. And when the state legislators have to decide this, we can reinstall Donald Trump in the presidency. I've never even heard of a mafia conspiracy, a drug cartel conspiracy, an ISIS jihadist conspiracy, where somebody puts it out in the planning memo and says it's illegal. He says it. He says this has no basis in law and the Supreme Court will overturn it. But by the time they get to it, we'll have delayed, gotten beyond January 20. And then with Pence doing this, this will go back to the states and they're less likely to overturn one of these gerrymandered legislatures saying, oh, I get it. Yeah, our elector is a Trump elector. In other words, Voss upholding the fake electors in Ron Johnson's pocket. This is a memo. It's a memo. And it just came out. And the Twitter subpoena just came out. I think, quite frankly, that after this, these other unindicted co-conspirators are going to get indicted. Down in Georgia, a development, Fannie Willis is submitting all of her evidence to the grand jury next week. And the inside baseball on this is that an indictment will be issued next week, and it will be against Trump. It'll be against Giuliani. It'll be against a lot of other people, including Georgia state fake electors. And I'm going to leave it with this on this segment. How about Wisconsin? We have fake electors here. We have Voss and Fitzgerald setting up the room for the meet-in. And we have Ron Johnson walking around with the list in his pocket from Michigan. And according to paragraph 101, Wisconsin, too. Why is Fannie Willis the only one prosecuting, along with the AG from Michigan? Let's back up Jack Smith. This is illegal. If they get away with it, they'll do it again. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Because you're mine. I walk the line because you're mine. I walk the line because you're mine.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 60. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows around 62. Mid-80s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
For the great show as usual and really wonderful callers. You know, Matt, when this is all, first of all, they got a tactic that they always use. It's delay, 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 you know, and they make up stories and fraud and that type. But anything. Anyway, I wanted to say I hope that when this is over that you will write a book and, you know, history in the making, a story of woke. I hope you will write us a book that will all the young people of America will be able to read, because you've been right on top of everything, putting the pieces together. And when the world and our country and the world see all the pieces come together, you know, we'll have democracy again. Thank you so much, Matt, for all that you do. It's outstanding. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Jean. And no, that's intriguing. I will make a preliminary announcement. I do have another book coming out. I'm not going to give the title. It's going to surprise a lot of people, and you may enjoy it. And it's probably going to, it'll very likely come out later this month. So when it does come out, I will announce it and let you know. Jean, I do have two other books already published. They're novels, but they have a lot of history in them and a lot of action in them. And I'm going to give you the titles right now. One of them is called China Code, China Code, C-O-D-E. If you want, are interested in a novel that's premised on a communist Chinese assassination team coming to the United States to kill a young math genius with a lot of history in it about China and everything else, you'll enjoy China Code. If you're going to the beach, you'll enjoy China Code. And the other one is Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. I've alluded to that from time to time. And in that, ISIS comes to the United States, and they're going to blow up the Capitol during the State of the Union speech. And there is a woman who's a CIA agent, and she's assigned to protect the encryption expert who busted their code. And she, let's put it this way, she takes care of business. She really takes care of business. So those are they're novels, but they're very fast reads and they're action packed. And you might enjoy them. China Code and Milwaukee Jihad by Matthew Flynn, available on Amazon, wherever. But my next book coming out this month, will surprise you. And I think you'll find it very, very interesting. But I appreciate, Gene, you're a good friend, a good caller. I appreciate the vote of confidence on a book about woke. Basically, the book would be, you're not woke if you don't know history. The historical premises to a lot of what's going on, the bases and the antecedents, are very, very important. And we should never forget two things. History is made every second of every day, whether you're asleep or awake or paying attention or not. You are living through one of the most deeply historic points of the entire American experience with Donald Trump, what he's doing. Our democracy is under attack. It's been under attack three other times. It was under attack by the Nazis and the Japanese in 1941. Franklin Roosevelt took care of business. It was under attack in 1861. Abraham Lincoln took care of business. And it was under attack in 1776. And George Washington took care of business. So we will take care of it again. Joe Biden is a good man, a good president. Donald Trump is a Russian agent who absolutely does not care about the United States, and he has sucked in the Republican Party. It's not the party I remember going back to Eisenhower, you know, going back in this state to Lee Dreyfus, Tommy Thompson, even going back to Ronald Reagan. None of those people would get nominated today. This isn't the Republican Party. This is a fascist party, a cult party of Trump that stole the name Republican and didn't pay for it, didn't have permission to use it. And there are plenty of good Republicans. There's Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger. There are all of the Republicans who stood up to Trump in the Justice Department and wouldn't let him pull off the Green Bay sweep. The Chesbro memo would not let him do that. So thanks a lot, Gene, for calling, as always. Let's talk about something local in Wisconsin. I've told you how the Republicans in the legislature, the state Senate, are trying to get rid of Megan Wolf. She is the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She's terrific, gives honest opinions. Everybody on that commission, all six of them, said she has integrity and she's great. What's happening is LeMahieu and the Republicans are going to get rid of her and put in a Gableman type. Not Gableman, because at some point, you know, he comes lumbering in out of the cold and people, oh my God, who is that? It'll be somebody like him who's a little smoother. And you know what the object is? To cut down the vote in Dane County, Milwaukee. And how are they going to do that? By especially students saying you can't use student IDs. You got to go home back to Ladysmith or Nina or your parents' place and blah, blah, blah. And that's what they're going to do. And the new Gableman type will say that the Wisconsin Election Commission will go 3-3 trying to block them because of three Republicans and three Democrats. And Evers doesn't get to veto it. They're trying to cut down the vote by about 4%, which they've done in Texas and they've done in Georgia by criminalizing voting. Well, now it turns out that Megan Wolf has another adversary, not just LeMahieu. A guy named Peter Bernager, I don't know if you remember him. He's the election denier, and he was involved in the Gableman fiasco. He is a very, very dangerous denier. Why do I say that? Because now the state suspects that he is stalking Megan Wolf. That just came out. And he has been notified that what he is doing with her is causing alarm. We do not need Peter Bernager in this state. We do not need him stalking Megan Wolf. And the pathetic thing about this is, have you heard anybody? Have you heard Voss or Ron Johnson or LeMahieu or any Republican saying, don't stalk this woman? Have you heard that? Have you heard that? If there was a Democrat stalking somebody, you'd hear it from me at the top of the hour. What is the matter with these people? They won't stand up for a woman who's being stalked, and we're not putting up with it. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Great callers. Callers make the show. Stand by for another great show. Stand by for Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Great show. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
side.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.